You know, back to the phones here. Continue our guest Palooza here. Gabe Lloyd works with Longtail Creative, owner over there, and also works very instrumentally with the Reading Rad Sport Festival. We had some fun this past Monday. Well, fun. No, it was fun. It was a great time out there on Monday. He had riders for this Keystone Racing team that went up and down Mount Penn 15 different times. I was able to do it once in about 40 minutes, and these guys are absolute beasts. The reason why we were doing it was a great, great cause. The Reading Recreation Commission's food service program, just a great fundraiser that had been going on with the Virtual Hill and Climb Challenge and then the Ascent Challenge that took place on Monday. Let's welcome him back yet again, Gabe Lloyd, checking in here on the program. Gabe, how we doing, man?
Hi, Dan. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. And you shot me a text this morning, and I'm not going to steal any thunder. Don't worry. I was like elated at my dining room table this morning as I was prepping for the show. Just an outpour of support by different community members, different community fixtures regarding these fundraising efforts that you and Keystone Racing have really been spearheading. What can you tell the folks about some great news to share with our listeners?
The Keystone Racing team has accomplished their goal of raising over $5,000 for the Reading Recreation Commission. In fact, these guys have gone way beyond that. We're currently looking at $5,405 that have been raised so far. So it's just amazing, and we're just so flattered by all the outpouring of support for the Reading Recreation Commission.
Yeah, and it really is amazing. I mean, it's a testament to what you're doing, the things that you're getting out there, but I think, too, a testament to those guys on Keystone Racing is so genial, so caring about their community. I'm sure you can't say enough good things about those folks like Jeff Schaefer, Dakota Schaefer, Dan Shabatoni, Kevin Moore, all of those guys, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you asked me a few weeks ago when I was on the show whether or not I expected people to want to come out. And I think that this is a great opportunity again to thank those guys and to remind people that, no, I do not expect any of the support for these projects. Every time we put a project out into the world, there's a real challenge to generate this support. And the fact that these guys have stepped up in such a tremendous way.
Absolutely.
And use their abilities to go up and down the mountain, but then also really reaching out to their network and whipping that support for the Reading Recreation Commission's food service program fundraiser. It's just outstanding. And I'm so, again, just so flattered and grateful for their support.
Yeah, and I was just overwhelmed with, just the generosity of those guys, putting their, skills on display there for sure. But again, the backbone of all of that was helping people in our community who need it the most right now. And, we were working with one of the officials there as well with the Reading Recreation Commission, and she was just kind of explaining to us how far even just a $5 donation goes for them, correct?
Yeah, Daphne Clare was there. She's the executive director of the Reading Recreation Commission, and every dollar really does make a huge difference. So the fact that the Keystone Racing team was able to, again, to get $5,400 so far in their fundraising efforts, I mean, that's going to go a really, really long way towards all of those 35,000 plus meals that Daphne and her team at the Reading Recreation Commission have served just since March 15th, right? Like annually, they generally serve about 90,000 meals a year. And just in the span of about 6 weeks, they've already gotten close to 40,000 meals.
Wow.
So, yeah, a lot of need right there. And I'm really happy that our efforts have been able to help with that need.
Absolutely. And in case people are just tuning in, we're chatting with Gabe Lloyd currently with Longtail Creative and the Reading Rad Sport Festival. It wasn't just the Ascent Challenge. That's really been the focus these past couple weeks just because of what a, kind of groundbreaking, monumental occasion that was for us here in Berks County. And, you said over 5,000 some dollars raised by just that event alone. But the first time that we chatted here on the air was all about the Virtual Climb Challenge. You got a lot of great response and a lot of great fundraising from that too, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the Virtual Climb Challenge was the original project that we spearheaded in just about the end of April. And so far, that project has raised $3,530. So no small feat there either. I mean, again, just a tremendous amount of outpouring of support. But it's really cool that that project has motivated people to use their passion of running and riding to be put to a really philanthropic and humanitarian kind of need to support the meal program. So, yeah, I think it touches a lot of bases in the community, and it's really cool that we could create the platform for people to fulfill their own need while also providing meals for those in need.
And so I think the virtual challenge, that's wrapping up at the end of this month, right, about 3 days away when all that is finally, capped?
Yeah. Yeah. The Virtual Climb Challenge and all of our fundraising efforts are going to wrap up on May 31st. So if anybody's out there who wants to tackle Mount Penn for $20, you can jump onto our registration page at readingradsport.com and sign up. And again, those $20 will go towards the food service program. We've also got a really cool auction happening.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Yeah, Bob McLennan, who is a big piece of Bamba, which is a fantastic group in your community, he has donated a painting of his. And so far, that painting, which is on Neversink Mountain on the outlook there, if anybody's ever been up there,
yeah.
Bob's painting has so far raised $550 in pledges.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, just one thing after another, really positive, cool news for coming out of this project.
That is just terrific, man. And again, you know, the efforts don't stop. They just keep on coming. I think that's phenomenal. So you put all that together, and then maybe when the month ends, we'll get the final tally. But what are we looking at when you're factoring in, the painting that is still, of course, is up there for auction, and you can go and find out more about that. I'm sure you're using your guys' website. But you put together the virtual climb. You put together the ascent challenge. What's that kind of rough round figure looking like, the money that you and your partners here have been able to raise for the Reading Recreation Commission?
Yeah, we've raised $9,400 so far between these three different efforts just within the past 6 weeks. So just absolutely amazing support. You know,
wow.
I had a friend of mine who raises money for a different charity, and he also uses cycling. And he always talks about how the suffering that we do is voluntary, so that people who can't choose to suffer don't have to suffer, right? And I think that's a really cool driving theme behind all these projects, is that our suffering up Mount Penn is completely voluntary, but it means that somebody else will not have to suffer, not have to go hungry, and that's why we keep doing this.
Wow, such a great sentiment right there to really kind of dwell on. So, Gabe, with these different things that you've kind of spearheaded here, what has been your experience over this past month? I mean, I'm sure that you have just been insanely busy running here, there, and everywhere. But how rewarding has it been really getting to see this upswell of community support? Because me, even just peripherally getting to chat with you, here on a weekly, bi-weekly basis, updating us about your fundraising efforts, helping people who are most in need right around our corner, our neighbors, our friends, our families. What has the experience been like for you personally?
It's just been really fulfilling.
Yeah.
I've been pouring a ton of time into this for free. Like, totally, I had no idea if this project was going to work. And so when I reached out to Daphne, I said, let me just try this, right? Like, let me just see if this works. I'll do it for free and let's make it happen. And the fact that it's been able to get its own legs and that we've learned so much and that we've found so much support in the community, it's not unbelievable, because I believe that the support was there. It's just we had to kickstart it. And I'm really grateful for people like Jim Borden, like Brandon Hansen, Eric Shippers, Patrick Lehman, like people in the community that always step up and really help us over and over. Those guys stepped up again and really helped to kickstart everything that we saw here. And then we got Jeff and Dakota Schaefer involved with the team. And then Bob McLennan with the painting. I mean, the snowball effect, if you will, has just been so just really touching, man. Like, it's really cool. Like, all that time I put in, it's totally, totally worth it.
Awesome stuff. And in case people are just joining us, currently chatting with Gabe Lloyd, the fundraising efforts, nearing over $9,000 over these past couple weeks here. Just phenomenal stuff, Gabe. If people want to find out more about the Reading Rad Sport Festival, about the outreach that you, Keystone Racing, does, where can people find out more information and also get pumped up for when, hopefully, the Reading Rad Sport Festival returns here to Berks County?
Yeah, readingradsport.com is where most of our information is held, and we're on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Reading Rad Sport as well. And, yeah, I had some really cool conversations this morning with the city of Reading, and we're looking good for next year.
Awesome. So, that is really great excited to hear. I love that festival. I mean, it's so many people out there getting to enjoy our great things that we have right here in our area. And you're highlighting a lot of it, Gabe. So always appreciate your time. We appreciate you checking in here and updating the folks. And once again, huge thanks to you for your efforts and the time, hours that you spend, trying to help out those who need it most in our community. Just can't say thank you to you enough. And we love working with you here, man.
Great. Well, thank you again for having me on the show, Dan, and for helping us use WEEU as a platform to raise awareness about our project.
That's what it's all about, man. Local radio is here for a reason. So, Gabe, thank you as always, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Sounds great, Dan. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Be safe. Yes, indeedy. And wow, just those numbers, Tyler, that you're throwing out there from just people riding bikes up and down Mount Penn. Just phenomenal stuff. And I think, again, Gabe kind of highlighted there just, the great people that we have in this community, whether they were the actual riders, whether they were the organizers like Gabe and his wife right there, or the people who took their money out of their pocket, to make those pledges. I just love stuff like that, man.
Yeah, there is definitely a strong core of a biking community here in Reading.
Absolutely.
And it lends it, and I mean, like events like the Hill Climb.
Mm-hmm.
And, what's that one in November? There's something with like a turkey bolt, like, what is it?
What, did Dave Langley's turkey bowl?
No, not that. No, there's one before Thanksgiving. It's a biking event, and I think they,
what
like,
is it, the one in West
what
Reading?
Is it called? It might be, yeah.
At Twilight Criterium or something like that?
I bet if I looked it up, I could probably figure it. But there's before Thanksgiving, I know there's like a ride where, bikers from the area.
Great.
Yeah,
they're raising money for food services.
Food. Yeah,
oh, I know where you're talking about. Yeah, and it's happened multiple times. It kicks off sometimes at Trooper Thorns. I know what you're talking about. Indeed.
Yeah, I just can't think of the name. Can't place a name with the biking ride.
Cranksgiving.
I'm sure
Gabe was screaming at his radio. He was like, "What the heck?
That's
actually Jim Borden. He's the organizer for that. The man who runs Turn 9, the Turn 9 crew." So look at that. Gabe helping us out with the assist there. So I love it, man. And again, I couldn't agree with you more there, Tyler. You know the great kind of contingent that we have bike riders. And I've learned just from my time getting out there on the bike, I've gotten my own little appreciation and love for it. Not nearly on these guys' levels, but it's a great way to be able to stay in shape. You know, you grab the bike, you go out there. It's a social thing as well. So, I hope more people start getting involved with that stuff because it really is great. And we'll have to, Tyler, go out there as a show for this year's Cranksgiving.
Absolutely. Yeah, good, like, foot in the door experience, I guess you could say.
Absolutely.
The Rad Sport Foundation,
absolutely
the biking culture here.
Yeah, I love it, man. And huge thanks one more time to Gabe Lloyd there, and of course Keystone Racing as well. Go on over to Reading Rad Sport's website and their social media pages to find out more. We're gonna run for a quick break. We're gonna get you traffic. We're gonna get you AccuWeather, and when we come back here, we'll get things ready to go. We're gonna be joined by Suzanne and Cindy from Nature's Garden, a little free edition of Healthy Living, as they let you know about some things they have going on over at the shop.